the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
I enjoy your music so much, and I think it's wonderful the fun that you get out of it.
Fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music, I'm Phil Gray, and you're with Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 512. You can see our first band up on our Instagram and Facebook. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk. They are called The Flock. From 1966, B-side of a 45, the track Hold On To My Mind. The Flock out of Chicago, formed 1965 by Rick Kanoff and Fred Glickstein. By the late 60s, they'd kind of evolved into a jazz rock fusion band, split in the early 70s. And I mentioned Fred Glickstein, also a member of Chicago's The Cave Dwellers. Hi guys. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Well, here's a band called The Sparrow, who evolved out of Jack London and The Sparrows when Jack London departed. The remaining four members carried on as The Sparrows, moved to Columbia Records 1966. Eventually, by the late 60s, they changed their name to Steppenwolf. So here we go, The Sparrow, Isn't It Strange, B-side to a 45 called Tomorrow's Ship on Columbia 1966.
Wouldn't you like to get off the earth today? Step into a cloud and fade so deep away. Ah, yes, passing dream, please come and talk to me. I'll let you inside and give you a small cup of tea. Found too magic. mystical castles that don't seem to touch the ground. Where redwood horses and paper flowers play. To musical pipers with tunes of yesterday.
Mr. You're a better man. I am Mr. You're a better man. words to this song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. Words of the song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. The words of the song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you. The words to this song have quite a bit to say. So now I'm going to tell them to you so that you understand them better. Can you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Now is this more important than the stories that he tells? Or you call a man a fool if for wealth he doesn't strive? Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. And you can damn a man if your faith he doesn't hold. And you all say the color of his skin is the color of his soul. And you say that man, the king of country, all must die. Well then, mister. Well then, mister.
How does it happen? Where does it start? What are the signs? The pattern is generally the same. Take a lack of responsibility, the inability to make right choices, add to it ignorance and indifference, and top it off with a desire for escapism and kicks. The sum total is then conceivably found in the bennies, the reefer, the pop needle.
I feel like I've been in a head-on collision, because I hurt so bad since you made your decision. You packed your bags and left me behind. You fooled out, get this glass heart of mine. And now I'm shattered like broken glass. Yeah, I'm shattered, a thing in your past. That day I've had hallucinations that you come back to me with wild anticipation to keep me going since you've been gone. Cause now I need a gasolina, and now I'm shattered like broken glass. Yeah, I'm shattered, a thing in your past. Sometime you say I'll recover, I'll be just like you, and I will find another. But baby, ain't as easy as all that, cause now I'm too far gone to come back. And now I'm shattered
Three tracks out of the States, The Sparrow with Isn't It Strange, followed by The New Colony 6 out of Chicago, formed 1965. Described as a poppier American them with their prominent organ and rave up tempos, 10 singles in the Hot 100, major local hit in Chicago with a track called I Confess. We had The New Colony 6 with their cover of Mr. You're a Better Man Than I. Thirdly in the set, The Good Feelings, also known as The Genteels. From Burdu, California, Pacific High School, and San Bernardino Valley College. Short-lived band, reached its peak in 1967 when they signed to Liberty. They opened for the Grassroots, Strawberry Alarm Clock, The Music Machine, The Troggs, The Animals, broke up after about a year. After Liberty dropped them, largely because two members had been drafted. All the band members aged between 17 and 21. The Good Feelings, 1968, A-side. Shattered.
Phil is a terrific guy. He's working very hard.
Well, the States, of course, is the natural home of garage rock, and we share a lot of global garage, but it's been a while since I've brought you a set from right down here in New Zealand. So a set of four from down under, starting off with Ray Wolf and the Brew. You can find picture and information on our Insta and Facebook. Ray Wolf, well known here in New Zealand and Australia, English born, New Zealand based since the 60s, lots of television work, and New Zealand Entertainer of the Year in 1975. The Wolf family immigrated to New Zealand, and Ray Wolf got the chance to support Helen Shapiro when she toured Down Under. 1962, he was on TV. In the mid-60s, he teamed up with New Zealand's first underground band called The Brew. They'd decided to form a band capable of playing a new kind of music, and we're talking psychedelic influences. Doug Jerabeen, a member of The Brew. Previous members of the Embers, the Premiers, and the Invaders joined the band as well. The Brew actually approached by the Tea Council to promote drinking tea to teenagers in a radio jingle.
Picture you upon my knee, just tea for two and two for tea, just me for you and you.
Same time as they did that recording, they recorded this track, Bengal Tiger, single from 1967, the only release from the group. This is Ray Wolf and The Brew. Right here in New Zealand.
This is Johnny Devlin of Festival Records. After the next piece of news, let's have some more swinging records, huh?
We hold the future.
Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
I hear your name, and it means nothing anymore. I'm not ashamed to see others at your door. Now that I'm dressed in white, I've got no reason to fight it. And you, a man, he told me of a land, no office buildings, just palm trees and sand in the
Tropic of Capricorn. No streetcars in the morning. Tropic of Capricorn.
I've got a meeting with a boss at 12:09. He's gonna tell me that production's far behind. But I'll be far away. Big city's had my stay.
Capricorn, no streetcars in the morning. Tropic of Capricorn.
Thank you.
ashamed to see others at your door. Now that I'm dressed in white, I've got no reason to fight it. I knew a man, he told me of a land, no office building, just palm trees and sand in the
Tropic of Capricorn. No streetcars in the morning, Tropic of Capricorn.
Yeah, g'day, this is Larry Morris of Larry's Rebels, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Set of four tracks out of New Zealand, Ray Wolf and the Brew with Bengal Tiger, then the Gremlins, originally the Adventurers, changed the name April 1965, released 145, then the band had to be mothballed as two of the members were called up for compulsory national military service here in New Zealand, reformed at the very end of 1965, headed back in the studio and recorded The Coming Generation, burst onto New Zealand's national charts, became a big hit for the group. Hit number two, kept out of the top spot by The Beatles' Yellow Submarine. The Gremlins, The Coming Generation, followed that by The High Revving Tongues. I can't get over how naff that band name sounds now. Out of Auckland, founded 1967, they reached number one for 2 weeks in 1969 with the track Rain and Tears, a track originally done by Aphrodite's Child. Did a 6 month residency over in Sydney at the Whiskey A Go Go. Later on performed just as The Tongues, then Caboose, before splitting up 1972. The High Revving Tongues, a track called Tropic of Capricorn. Then finally, Larry's Rebels, introduced by Larry himself, out of Ponsonby, Auckland, formed 1964. Larry's Rebels with Coloured Flowers.
dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Yeah. Let's go back to the States. A band called The Herd. They had a 1967 single on One Way called Exit 9. The Herd were twin brothers Andy and Randy Clendenin from Longview High School. Exit 9, considered a landmark of Texas psychedelia, particularly anti-counterculture though. It's the B-side I love, The Herd, with the cover of The Elevators, You're Gonna Miss Me. That's a band called The Velvet Seed from Rumford, Maine. Single released on a label called Music Associates in November 1968. A-side, Flim Flam Man from The Velvet Seed.
Phil Gray.
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 Phil Gray's Retrospect.
I'm going to squeeze in some Global Garage, starting off in Denmark with a band called The Ashtrays, formed 1965. Their debut was at a school party in November, playing R&B-inspired beat music, notably The Kinks. They became known as Denmark's The Small Faces. Let's check them out. The Ashtrays. This is called Ticking. Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Hello, I love you, dime cómo te llamas. Hello, I love you, quiero ser tu amor. Hello, I love you, dime cómo te llamas. Hello, I love you, quiero ser tu amor. Cuando vas por la calle, no miras tú a nadie. No sé si soy tu tipo, eres reina de Los Ángeles. Hello,
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelic.
Starting off in Denmark, the Ashtrays with Ticking. Then from Peru, Los Teddies. From Iquitos, remote city in the Peruvian jungle. Had an LP in 1968 called Don't Say Psycho Exitos. Natives of the Peruvian Amazon region. The band was formed in 1966 to play in venues in Lima. The lead singer Tony Marin became known as the Barefoot Singer. They were signed up by a label called MAG, released an LP in 1968. They included covers of tracks by The Doors and The Rolling Stones. We, of course, had a cover of The Doors' Hello, I Love You. Thirdly in the set, Swiss band The Bad Generation on Cobra Records, a track called Heartbreak.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
Here's one out of France, a singer called Danny Bury, known as Delphine, Belgian-French singer from Belgium. She had a four-track EP released on Decca. That included this track, La Fermeture Éclair. You may recognize it as the Chocolate Watch Band's In the Past.
Tu es de bonne famille.
très attentionné. Pourtant je me méfie, les garçons c'est rusé. Et je tiens ferme, l'œil sur ma ferme, tu éclaires. Te dire à bas les pattes d'un air très décidé. Et je tiens ferme l'œil sur ma ferme, tu réglais.
Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's a band called Group 66, a track called I Know About Love, B-side of a 45 RPM single released in 1966. Group 66 from Johannesburg, South Africa, disbanded 1967, potentially their sole release. And I lifted that one from Pebbles Volume 15, International Mashup Part 1, Originals Artifacts from the Psychedelic Era, South Africa's Group 66. Bring us to the end of Retrospect Episode 512. Don't forget, a couple of years worth of back episodes available on Spotify. iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, and via freefm.org.nz. 2 years ago this week, special episode, songs about plagues and death and destruction. I shared that to our Retrospect Facebook page. Find us there. Just search Retrospect Garage Punk on Facebook. Give me a like. Each week I share up there a number of the bands going to be in the episode and the link to the episode with full track listings as well. Your feedback's always welcome. You can reach me by messaging Retrospect 60s Garage Punk. Wrapping it up with an instrumental out of Germany, the Gus Brendel Group, also known as the Pretty Trumpets, off an LP called Die Groe Teenager Party. Something makes me think this band was not a garage band, but a bunch of old jazz musicians putting out an LP to reach that teen market. Tracks called Take a Shake. It's an okay way to wrap an episode of Retrospect. Thanks for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
It's a tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.